Sunday of Advent. Advent, you remember, is the 4-week period of preparation leading up to Christmas. This is the 3rd week. Are you ready? Are you prepared to celebrate the real meaning of Christmas? Christmas is just around the corner, 10 days from today. Let me do a little survey this morning to see how ready we are. How many of you have completed all of your shopping? No hands? You got 10 days. You got some work to do. I see a couple hands. Do you have all the presents wrapped that you've got for other people? Yeah, I see some hands there too. Is there anyone who has not started their shopping yet? Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone. I feared I'd be the only one. How many of you have all your baking done, or candy making, or other goodies? Well, there's another hand. The hands are getting weaker as I go along here. Who has sent all their Christmas cards that they're going to send? Okay, there's a couple of hands there. Well, I could keep going, but that gives us a good idea of how ready we are for Christmas. I'd say not quite where maybe we would like to be, for sure. There's still a lot that we need to do. Now, like I said, Advent is a 4-week period of preparation for Christmas. However, it's not really about the physical preparation that we get caught up in. More importantly, it is about our spiritual preparation. And so when we ask what we want for Christmas, the answer is not about have we done all the shopping and buying the presents and doing the buying and baking and exchanging the cards and all of those things. Even though those activities have meaningful purposes, for sure. But the most important thing we must keep in focus today is our spiritual preparation with hope and peace and joy and love. So today, what I want to do is to talk about the joy of Christmas. And if we're prepared, or if we're even preparing for joy for Christmas. Let me ask you a question. What brings you joy? There's a big difference between happiness and joy. We can get a sense of happiness in our life from things that we can do. At least we're happy for a while. A satisfying job can give us a sense of happiness. A loving relationship with someone may give us a sense of happiness. Money in the bank might give us happiness. A relaxing vacation or having good health might give us a sense of happiness. But joy is different. Joy is not about what you can do to get it, but about what you do to be prepared to receive it. The difference between happiness and joy is that happiness, we work and we do things to achieve it. We can only be still before God and humbly receive it. It's the same difference as between being content, and being at peace. It's the difference of showing affection and having love. It's the difference between being optimistic and having hope. It's the same as knowing that there's a cure and being healed. Now, on the surface, all of these things sound like the same thing. Oh, but they're worlds apart. Can I ask you a personal question? Do you have happiness today? Or, more importantly, do you have joy today? Or perhaps you have neither. We were created to enjoy life. But we can't control what happens to us on the outside. We can't control what we must face sometimes, what we're up against sometimes. But we can control what happens on the inside. We can control what we do when we have to face something. Happiness comes and goes with the circumstances around us. It bursts like a bubble. But the joy deep within comes from knowing Christ. From knowing whose hands we're in. It comes from in knowing where we are in the world. That we're not alone. That we're not fighting our battles on our own. That we have someone who has overcome the world. And we realize that joy doesn't come and go from what happens around us. The joy from knowing Christ comes from what is going on deep down inside of you. That's where joy is. When we fix our eyes and our hearts on the things that we can do that brings us a sense of joy or a sense of happiness, at Christmas, when we do that, when we're looking for happiness, when we're out there trying to make it happen, when we're trying to make ourselves happy, instead of fixing our eyes and hearts on the love of Jesus, and what he has come to this world to do, we are in danger of losing the true joy Christmas is supposed to give. That is all I want for Christmas, is the joy that God wants me to find in Jesus. Joy is a gift. It's a free gift. The gift of grace of God. And there's nothing I can do to get it except receive it. But when I talk about God's gift, free, his grace and joy being free, I don't mean that it's inexpensive. What I mean is that grace and joy is free because we can't master it. Joy is a gift of God's grace. It's something that God gives us, meaning we can't control it. We can't manufacture it. We can't tell it what to do and when to come. It can't be bought with a price. It can't be earned by something that we do. Joy can only be received. And that's why here in Advent, we're celebrating Advent, preparing for Christmas, because we want this season to remind us that joy is coming, that God is sending his joy to us. Do you have joy? Deep enduring, everlasting joy? Well, you can, because it is coming to you, and it's coming to you today. From our scripture lesson, we read that the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy." Now look out in the world. Turn on the news on your TV. There are so many reasons for us to be afraid in the world at this moment. And there are so many things that are out there that are happening that is stealing our happiness, stealing what we're trying to do to make life meaningful for us. But the world or our circumstances can't steal away, and it can't take away our joy that God has for us. Let me give you three good reasons for Christmas joy this year. And the first one, let me give you the good news of great joy, is that the Messiah has come. Jesus has been born. Jesus came into the world. That is the first news of great joy. Jesus has come. The angel said to them, "I bring you good news of great joy." Jesus didn't have to come to earth. He wanted to come. And this is good news of great joy for us today, because behind it is the true message of Christmas. And that message of Christmas is this: God loves you. You are loved. That you really matter to God. You matter a lot to God. You really do. You matter to God so much that He gave up His Son, Jesus Christ, to come to this earth to pay a price that you and I deserve, so that we can have eternal life, so that we can have life the way God meant for it to be. Christmas, Jesus came for you. He wants to give you life, give an abundant life, joyful life. His joy is about God giving you life. Joy is about God coming at Christmas looking for you. You can't produce joy. Joy is something you can only receive. Here's the second reason for Christmas joy. The good news of great joy is that the Messiah, Jesus, has come to save. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And He is Christ, the Lord. Let me tell you something about the opening hymn that we sang this morning. You remember the lyrics? It goes like this: "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. He rules the world with truth and grace." Now, when Isaac Watts wrote that hymn in 1719, he didn't write it as a Christmas song. He wrote it as a paraphrase of the 98th Psalm. And the 98th Psalm isn't talking about Jesus' birth. It isn't talking about His first coming of Christ to this world. It's talking about His second coming, the second coming of Christ. And when Jesus came the first time, the earth didn't receive her king. In John 1:11, it says that he came unto his own and his own received him not. When Jesus came the first time, he didn't come as a reigning savior. In Isaiah 53, it says that he came as a suffering servant. And when Jesus came the first time, he didn't come to reverse the curse that was upon the earth. He came to give his life and to atone for the curse. He came to pay for your sins and for my sin with his blood. And when Jesus came the first time, he didn't rule. He didn't reign on earth. Jesus didn't come the first time like that. But even so, as we look back now, as we know the whole story, even though Isaac Watts wrote the hymn about Jesus' second coming, it still speaks about the joy that comes from Jesus' first coming. We now know why he came. We now know why he died. We now know that he has been raised to life. We now know that he died for us so that we could have life. So that is the joy that Jesus' first coming now brings to us. It's joy to the world. Jesus was born into the world that first Christmas as your Savior to save you. And if you are here this morning and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you won't experience the joy of Christmas without having a relationship with Jesus. If you want true Christmas joy, great joy, then maybe now is the time that you need to do something about that. Now is the time that you need to let Jesus be born in your life. Maybe you've been holding back. Maybe you've been putting it off. Maybe you've just ignored it. Maybe you need to do something about it. And the joy that I'm talking about today is about the joy of God coming to you. About God coming to this world for you. Will you let Jesus in your life today? And maybe you say, well, I've done that a long time ago. Or would you let Jesus into your life anew, to be born anew? Here's the third reason for Christmas joy. The good news of great joy is that the Messiah has come for all people. The angel said to them, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. In the Bible stories about the birth of Christ, it tells about different people who came on that first Christmas morn when Jesus was born into the world. And people were overjoyed as they heard the news from the angels and from the shepherds and from the wise men. And they came to Bethlehem. They came to see what had happened, what all this joy was about. They came to see the child. And there were these poor Jewish shepherds, and they were unclean and unkept and uneducated. And then there was these rich and intelligent Persian non-Jewish magi and kings who came to see the child. And you couldn't have two more different kinds of people in society than these. And yet, the good news for Christmas is for both. Christmas is for everyone. Each one of you is special this morning. Regardless of your race or your income or your gender or your education or religion, each one of you really matter to God. And as your pastor, each one of you matter to me. And all I want you to have for Christmas this year is the joy of Jesus in your life. Having a real relationship with Him that gives you a joy that the world can't give and can't take away. Christmas is about God coming to you as a gift. You can't earn it. You can't demand it. Joy is only something you can receive. Do you need joy this morning? Will you receive your Christmas joy this morning? You can if you will accept what God wants to do in your heart and life today. Jesus has come for you. He's come to save it. Save me. He's come for you today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of joy. What do you have to do? Only one thing. The only thing that you can do is to say, "Yes, Lord, I want to receive your free gift of forgiveness and salvation and joy." Would you pray with me? Loving God, I thank you for this third Sunday of Advent that we come together to worship, to prepare, to hear the good news. And it's all about Jesus. Father, I just pray that your Spirit will rain down upon this place and upon each person, and that God, we will open ourselves to receive your gift to us this morning. Oh Lord, we need you. And so I open my heart and my life. I let Jesus in anew this day. And I worship you, Lord, as I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.